When I call, there's a name that has saved. Welcome to Exceeding Joy, brought to you by private sponsors here on Faith FM. My name is Sue Waters, and it's my pleasure to be with you over the next hour. Our desire is to share the life and joy God brings to people as we answer questions and deal with the problems of life together. Tonight, we'll be looking at the topic, the bigness of God. Call in with your questions, comments, and testimonies. We'd love to hear from you. Our lines are open at 741-9430, and you can call our toll-free number at 877-741-9430. The bigness of God. I remember one time being in a workshop or a seminar where someone put a dot on a piece of paper, and they said, "What do you see?" And of course, everyone responded with the dot. Why is it that we see the blackness, the smallness, and we miss the bigness of God? God is amazing. He is bigger than our wildest imagination. We cannot fully comprehend the bigness of God. And so often we get caught in the trap of the enemy seeing the problems of life. Now, this isn't to make anyone's problems seem small, but no matter what our problems are, no matter how big they are, when we compare them to the bigness of God, the vastness of who He is, they pale. And fear dissipates. We have to come into God's presence to really appreciate how big He is. Think about creation. Think about how God made things. No two snowflakes are the same. Look at the different flowers and the different colors, and look around at nature. Think about the animals. Think about God's creation. Now, think about you. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. Only a big God, a vast God, could create you and me. He's amazing. Give us a call, and I'd love to hear your testimonies of how God came through in a big way in your life. It's important that we share our testimonies, because when someone shares how God came through in an amazing way, we get a glimpse of the bigness of God. And if God did it for one person, He'll do it for you and I, because that's the kind of God He is. He loves each one of us with a perfect, eternal love that only God can love us with. No man, no woman, no person on the face of the earth can love us with the love that God has, because He's perfect and complete. He is all love. That's what He is. He is love. He's the embodiment of love. It's important that we take our eyes off the circumstances and look at the bigness of God. What has God done in your life? Perhaps you're struggling right now. Perhaps you are looking at the dot in your life and it looks huge. God wants you to lift your eyes and look into His and see how big He is. God has a plan. He has a way of escape from the danger in your life. He has an incredible plan for you to walk in. It's not that life will be problem-free. It will be an eternity. But here on earth, we live in a fallen world. We live in a battlefield. And I remember years ago when God finally gave me a revelation that I lived in a battlefield. It changed the way I viewed life. I would go from battle to battle looking for a break. And I realized in war, we don't get breaks. In war, we have to live ready, ready to fight, ready for the attack of the enemy. But God is so big, He can show us. God is faithful. He is the most faithful person in our lives. And in Psalm 89 verse 8, it says, O Jehovah God of hosts, who is a mighty one like unto thee, O Jehovah, and thy faithfulness is round about thee. God is faithful. I think every one of us have experienced unfaithfulness from people in our lifetime. Some people have had a lot of unfaithfulness. But God is always faithful. His love will touch you at a depth that will transform your life if you open your hearts up to Him. Right now, I just want to pray for you. Because if you're afraid of God, I want you to open your heart up. I want you to receive from God tonight in a way you've never received. Because God wants to prove Himself faithful to you. He wants to show you that He is your answer for no matter what it is you're facing. So, Father, I just lift up the listeners right now. And, Father, I pray that they would sense your presence in a very tangible way. I lift up all those black dots, and some of them are huge, but they're small in comparison to you. And so, Father, I just pray that according to your word, you said that you are the lifter of our heads. And I pray that by your Holy Spirit, you lift up every head tonight so that the eyes of your people are off their problems and on to you, the mighty God, their deliverer, the one that loves them like no other, in Jesus' name. I want you to really connect with God tonight. And it's a heart position. It's opening up your heart to Him and saying, God, I'm going to trust you that you are who you say you are, that you will do what you say you will do. God says that He is mighty, that there is none like Him. And He says in accordance to Jeremiah 29:11, that the thoughts and the plans that He has for you are good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. God is who He says He is, and He will do what He says He will do. Will you open your heart tonight and embrace that truth so that as we continue on, you can connect with God in a way that you've maybe never connected with Him? We're going to go to a song in a moment by Chris Tomlin. It's one of my favorite songs, Indescribable. As you listen to the words of this song, I want you to really receive in your heart, it's God that's indescribable. He is so big, so vast, so loving, so faithful, so truthful, so amazing, and so in love with you. It's not about what you've done or what you haven't done in your life. He is so madly in love with you, and He wants you to be madly in love with Him. As this song plays, open up your heart and let Him in and experience the bigness of God.
From the highest of highs to the depths of the sea, revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable.
Welcome back to Exceeding Joy. I'm Sue Waters, and our topic tonight is the bigness of God. What a song. I love that song. It talks about God being uncontainable. He is so vast. He cannot be contained. He chooses to live in our hearts, yet he cannot be contained. The song talks about he places the stars in the heavens, and he names them. But those are just stars. God's not as concerned with the stars as he is with you and I. Do you know that God had a part in naming you? That it wasn't by chance your parents named you? He had a part in that. He calls you by your name. He knows the hairs on your head. I always marvel at that because our hair falls out all the time. And yet God keeps a running tab on how many hairs are on our head. We might think that's a useless thing, but God loves us so much that there is nothing about you and I that isn't important to God. How magnificent is the love of God for you and I. He is so big, so vast, and when we get a revelation of how big he is, our problems melt away. Some of them are difficult to deal with, but we can go to him. God has a plan. There is nothing that you will face today, tomorrow, anything you faced in your past or will face in your future that God doesn't have a plan. The enemy ravages, yet God redeems. He is a redeeming God. If we trust him, do you trust God tonight to redeem your situation? He wants to. He won't force himself on you or on me. But when we open our hearts, when we ask him to come in with a problem that we have, he will redeem if we invite him into the situation. Israel, when they were coming out of Egypt, how many times did they face things and problems that they couldn't deal with in the natural. But when they looked to God, God did the supernatural. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You may be facing something right now that in the natural, there's no way out. We've all faced things in the natural where there was no way out. Most of us have. But God can make a way where there appears to be no way. I've known many people that had cancer and other forms of illness that were told that they were without hope. But God made a way. Years ago, when I had fibromyalgia, I had a doctor tell me, "Why did you come? You've hit the end of the road. Don't go to doctors anymore. There's nothing more that we can do." But God, in his vastness, in his bigness, healed me. See, I had to have a revelation that my healing took place on the cross. Did you know that your problem was taken care of on the cross of his son? It was at great price that Jesus went to the cross for everything, everything destructive in your life and my life, so that we could be free. He took our bondage upon himself that we could be free. And I remember years ago deciding I didn't want what Jesus did for me on the cross to be in vain. So I chose to live my life embracing the fullness of the cross, deciding that I would appropriate the cross in my life every day of my life, because at great price, Jesus paid for my freedom, for your freedom. And appropriating the cross is simply accepting what he did for you. Read Isaiah 53, 54, and you'll hear, you'll read about what Jesus did. And sometimes we can just read through scripture and it goes right over our head. But let the word of God sink deep into your heart. Allow God's spirit to speak to you through his word. It'll transform your life and it'll create a hunger for his word in your life like never before. Just simply reading the word doesn't do a whole lot. But when we read it as though we're eating it, spiritual food, it does an incredible work in our spirit man. The Israelites were to collect manna every day. We cannot live on yesterday's word from God. We need a fresh word today. We need a fresh word every day, because the revelation of God's word today transforms our life. The revelation that he gives you tomorrow will transform your life tomorrow. Every day we need a fresh new word, not an old one, a fresh one. I remember hearing someone years ago come to a church I used to go to and speak about a great thing God did. And several years later he came. And he spoke the same message. Now, there's nothing wrong with sharing the same message over and over again. I do that as well, because we want to rehearse the goodness of God in our lives. However, we can't live off of what God did even yesterday. We must live off of the goodness of God today. He's a big God, and what he speaks to you today is for today. Oh, it will carry you into tomorrow, but tomorrow he wants you to have a fresh encounter with him by his Holy Spirit. He wants you to receive a fresh touch from him, a fresh word that will carry you through. God is a big God. Give us a call here in the studio. We'd love to hear your testimonies of the bigness of God in your life. Something that God did that was huge, that transformed your life. Or perhaps you need a touch of the bigness of God. If that's you, give us a call here at 741-9430 or call our toll-free line at 877-741-9430. Testimonies are great, but sometimes people need prayer. And call in because we want to hear you. We want to pray with you. We want to know what you're going through, to come in line with you, to pray with you. So we have a caller on the line. Hello. Oops. Okay. Our phone line appears not to be working. I'm going to try. Nope. Okay. Sorry. Our lines are not working tonight. I'm just told by my producer. So what I want you to do is email me. My email address is swaters@rogers.com. It's swaters@rogers.com. Give me an email, send me off an email, and whether it's you want prayer or you want to share a testimony, I'd love to hear from you. That's very unfortunate that our lines aren't working tonight, but don't let that deter you. You know, I've learned over the years that sometimes technical problems happen, like other problems, to stop. It's the enemy trying to stop what God wants to do in your life. I believe we've just had a couple callers that tried to come through, and I believe the enemy wants to stop you. Don't let that happen. Don't let that stop you. Just because you can't call in tonight and get through, send me an email. And if you can't, write me a letter and send it to Faith FM. And I don't have the address with me right at the moment, but if you call into the station during the day on a weekday, they will give you the address, and then you can send that in. But don't let the enemy stop you from what you were about to do just because our phone lines aren't working. The bigness of God. Sometimes we have needs in our life that when we focus on our needs, we don't see the bigness of God. And so I want to encourage you that no matter what you're facing, it's not, God's not your problem. He's your answer. He's your very present help in time of trouble. God is our provider. And in Psalm 78, verse 25, it said, man did eat the bread of the mighty. He sent them food to the full. 24 years of living as a single mom, and there were times that I struggled through financial difficulties, and God had people show up at my door, literally show up at my door. And God is amazing because he uses people, but God is our provider. It's not your job. It's not what you think is your provision. He is your provider. Perhaps it's healing that you're struggling with. God is your healer. He is the one that provided for healing on the cross, for your healing, for my healing. He provided for that on the cross. He's a restorer. I've seen God restore relationships that no one ever thought possible to be restored. Only God can do that. And all he wants from us is to trust him, to know that he can do the impossible. Do you believe that? It says in Jeremiah 32, verse 17, ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. Nothing is too difficult for our mighty God. Nothing at all. That is an amazing God that we serve. God is our leader. If you need direction, look to God. He is our leader. In Psalm 89, verse 13, it says, thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. God will lead you in whatever battle you're facing right now. God has already gone before you in that battle to prepare a way. In a moment, we're going to go to a song by Starfield called Filled with Your Glory. Just like you did in Chris Tomlin's song, Indescribable, connect with God. Allow His Holy Spirit to minister to you through the words of this song.
The whole earth is filled with Your glory, Lord. Angels and men adore. Creation longs for what's in store. May You be honored and glorified, exalted and lifted high. Here at Your feet I lay my life. In my heart, in my heart, there's a fire burning, a passion deep within my soul. Not slowing down, not growing cold. An unquenchable flame that keeps burning brighter, a love that's blazing like the sun.
Welcome back to Exceeding Joy. I'm Sue Waters, and our topic tonight is the bigness of God. Unfortunately, our phone lines aren't working tonight. We're having technical difficulty, but please send me an email at swaters@rogers.com with sharing your testimonies, if you have questions, if you want prayer, because as I receive emails, I always get back to people, usually within 24 hours. So I would love to hear from you. I'd love to be able to pray with you. We care about what you're going through. And God cares because He loves you with an incredible love. I'd like to encourage you to go on to my website at www.exceedingjoy.com. I have several email offerings for you. I have a mini devotional for those that struggle with having a regular time in the Word. And it's a blessing to people, even if they don't. It's just a mini devotional meant to start your day off right. And I have a diamond series that if you struggle with low self-esteem, the Diamond Series will really help you. They will really minister to you. Unfortunately, a few months ago, I lost my computer, and I've lost my mailing list. So if you used to be on my mailing list and you wonder why you haven't received any, please go to the website again, www.exceedingjoy.com, and re-sign up. And if you're aware of anyone that was on and no longer receives emails, pass that information along so that they can re-sign up again. God loves you with an incredible love. Maybe you're struggling right now with the protection, with a lack of protection in your life. Abusive relationships are rampant in today's society. Oh, I'm just told now, thank you, that my producer just told me that our phone lines are working. So I know that there were a few callers before, so they got the phone line working. So our number is 741-9430, and our toll-free number is 877-741-9430. So please call in. I know we had a few callers before, so if you would just call back again, and I would love to hear from you, love to connect with you. As I was saying, there are abusive relationships are rampant in today's society. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're in an abusive relationship. Maybe you're in an abusive situation. God is your protector. Now, there's many other things you need to do. You need to connect with someone that can help you get out of that abusive situation. But your first step is asking God to protect you, because sometimes people stay in abusive relationships because they're afraid of what might happen if they get out. And God is your protector. Psalm 91 verse 1 says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." God is your protector. And as you are asking God to protect you, you are under His covering, under His protection, and He will give you the steps to take. It can be very difficult coming out of an abusive relationship. And I believe that some of you are struggling in abusive relationships, and God wants you to come out from that. He doesn't want you bound to that abusive relationship in fear. He wants to bring you out of that. So the first thing you want to do is ask God to protect you. And then take the steps. There are different helplines within the city that you can call. And there, a lot of them are 24-hour, that as you call those helplines, that people are there to help you out of those abusive situations. Sometimes I have found there's young people in dating relationships where they're abusive. If you're in that place, know that that's not God's heart. Know that abuse left on its own gets worse. It does not get better. It does not go away. That's a warning sign. Get out. Get the help that you need to get out. And ask God to protect you, because as you're taking the steps to get out of that abusive relationship, God will help you. He will protect you. God is our director. He will direct us in all that we do. if we ask him to lead us, to guide us. We can hear his voice. The word clearly says that his sheep hear his voice. Do you listen to the voice of God? Years ago, I used to just think, before I was saved, I thought, I talked to God all the time. I did not know that it was a two-way relationship, that I could hear the voice of God. And when that came to me, when one of my best friends, Bev Hadlin, shared that God spoke to her, I so wanted that, because it wasn't a one-way relationship. It was a two-way relationship. That's what God has for you. Maybe you're listening and you're thinking, I've never heard of that. But the word is clear. My sheep hear my voice. If we have a relationship with God, you can hear his voice. That's relationship. That's Christianity. It's that love affair with the lover of your heart. That is what Christianity is all about. It's not about rules and regulations. It's not about rituals. It's about a heart-to-heart connection with the God of the universe, the God that is so big and yet comes down to meet with us face-to-face, to live within us, to direct us, to love us, to teach us, to hold us, to comfort us. He is an amazing God. And maybe you're like me, and years ago, I thought I had a great relationship with God. And it wasn't until my life hit rock bottom as a believer that God revealed to me that I saw him as an ogre. My life was spiraling downhill as a believer. It spiraled downhill as an unbeliever, but it continued to as an unbeliever. I had to have God break through in my life to reveal lies of the enemy that I had believed during times of trauma and disappointment in my life. Things happen. Trauma happens. Disappointments happen to all of us. And if we don't go to God and say, God, where were you in that? We are susceptible to the lies of the enemy. It's a dangerous place to be, because those lies go into the subconscious realm and we are not even aware a lot of times that they're there. So when we go to God and say, God, I need you to show me truth, he does. But he waits. He's not a violator. He does not push himself upon us. But when we ask, he's there in a moment. He wants us to receive truth, because it's truth that sets us free, and it's truth that keeps us free. We have an amazing God that wants to have a one-on-one relationship with us. How great is that? How awesome is that? Maybe tonight you're listening and you didn't know that you could have a personal relationship with God. Before I was saved, I thought I was a Christian by default because I lived in Canada. I thought unless I lived in a small village in Africa, I thought you were Christian by default. But that's not true. That's a lie from the pit of hell to keep you out of the kingdom of God. God wants you to know that he made a way for you to have a personal relationship with him, a two-way encounter. And maybe you're listening tonight and you didn't know that. All you have to do is acknowledge that you need God. See, sin separates us from God. And when you embrace what God did through his son on the cross to make atonement for our sin, we ask Jesus into our hearts, and we become what the Bible says, born again, not in the earthly realm, but in the spiritual realm. And if that's you tonight, I want to pray for you right now. Father, I lift up every listener that did not know that they could have a personal relationship with you. They didn't know that they weren't a Christian. They didn't know that they had to ask you into their heart. But Father, tonight they know. And so I stand with the listeners. And we just say, come, Lord Jesus, into our heart. Come and live in our heart, that we may have a personal relationship with you and with your Father and now our Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know that the Word says that God's rejoicing over you right now? Heaven is celebrating that you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light of His dear Son. It's an exciting adventure that God has brought you onto as you prayed that prayer. I want to encourage you to hook up with a church in your area. If you're not sure, call in during the day to Faith FM, and I'm sure that they can give you a list of churches that would be good to hook into. We have a lot of great churches in the city. Now, I wouldn't just go to any old church, because I was raised in a church that did not preach the salvation message. And it's, you cannot minister what you do not have. So just because it's a church doesn't mean that it's alive with the Spirit of God moving in it. But there are many churches that are alive with the Spirit of God moving in and through the churches and in and through the people. That's the type of church you want to attend. You want one that's going to feed your spirit. One that will teach you the truth of God's Word, not about rules, do's, and don'ts, but about the truth of God's Word. So, if you don't know where to go, call in to Faith FM tomorrow morning and ask them. Just say that you were listening to Exceeding Joy last night, and Sue recommended that you call in to find out a church, a good church to go to. And if they don't have a list, I'm sure that they can direct you to someone who does. So take that step. You've prayed, now take the next step, because God has an amazing plan. Again, Jeremiah 29:11, that's my favorite scripture. It says that I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. They are good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's God's word over you. He speaks that over you because He loves you and He's got an amazing plan. But if you do not embark on God's path to walk that out, you'll never experience it. God doesn't hold back from us. He wants to get His blessings to us. But we have to be open. We have to embrace Him. We have to embrace His Word. And God wants to do that in your life, because He loves you with an incredible, indescribable love. He's amazing. God is our everything. I've talked about a lot of things that we can go through, and yet I'm sure there's many things that you're experiencing that I haven't covered. But God is our everything. No matter what you need, He is that for you. In Psalm 89, verse 6, it says, "For who in the skies can be compared unto Jehovah? Who among the sons of the mighty is like unto Jehovah?" God is amazing. He's an incredible God. And it does not matter what your problem is, God is bigger than that. I've gone through many things in my life, and I comfort myself in some of the times things have happened that have blindsided me and I didn't see them coming. But I comfort myself in the truth that God saw it coming. And even though the enemy caught me off guard, he did not catch God off guard, and God's got a plan. If that's you tonight, run to God. God wants to show you His plan out of the enemy's attack. But if you do not run to God, you are susceptible to believing the enemy's lie that attack is from God and not the enemy. When the attacks come, the enemy is quick to say, if God really loved you, that wouldn't happen. And I spent 20 years writing a book called God the Ogre Syndrome, a book and a workbook talking about those very lies. And those were lies that kept me captive for years. It kept me at the place of a defeated Christian. But when God broke through my life and I saw that He really did love me, that the things that happened in my life were because of bad choices I made, because I didn't trust God, because I didn't see Him as a good God, and I was vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. When I saw that truth, it transformed my life, and I've never been the same. God wants to transform your life in the same way. He wants to touch you in a way to show you truth, to show you that He's not been the bad one in your life. He's not been the one that's abused you. He's not been the one that's hurt you. He has not caused those sorrows in your life. He has not taken those people that you've loved away from you. You know, when my mother died when I was 16, I railed at God. And I said, any God that would take my mother like that, I want nothing to do with. And my life escalated downhill. And I went downhill so fast because I thought God was my problem. He wasn't. He was my answer. And I thank God that even though I railed at Him, that He loved me enough that He chased after me. And in the same way, God has been chasing after you every day of your life. Some of you, He's been chasing after to get you into His kingdom. And others, He's been chasing after you to show you that He loves you. He's got a good plan for you, and He wants to set you on His path of obedience, but you have to trust Him. And the hardest time to trust Him is when you first begin to trust Him, but it gets easier and easier and easier. And He will help you. You're not in this process alone. He is there with you. He will walk you through it. He's gone before you, and He goes with you. I'd like to pray for you tonight. Father, I thank You that You are meeting every one of us right where we're at, each and every one. You have an amazing plan, and You are a God of amazing blessings. You have only good things for us. Nothing bad, nothing evil. You don't take the enemy's goods to bring about Your plan. But You do take the weapons of the enemy that have been formed against us, and You turn them around and You bring good out of them. It's an amazing difference. It sounds so similar, but it is so very different. So, Father, I pray for a revelation for each person, and I pray for freedom in every heart and every mind tonight. In Jesus' name. I want to thank you for joining me tonight. And Exceeding Joy was brought to you by private sponsors wishing you a blessed evening. Be sure to listen Tuesday evening to our Exceeding Joy for Today program from 10:30 to 11. Have a fabulous week. Don't forget to email me at swaters@rogers.com. Connect with God. Connect with Him tonight. Connect with Him tomorrow. Connect with Him every day for the rest of your life. He's an incredible God that loves you with an indescribable love.